This episode is brought to you by the TabletopGameshop.com. Stay tuned at the end of the show for more information. And if you like what you hear, please take a moment and leave us a review at any of the major platforms like iTunes, Stitcher, etc., etc. Thank you so much, and game on.
Well met, fair adventurers. Last we left off on the All D20 podcast, I find myself in a predicament, this time not caused by me, but my ex-first mate, Rogar. I approach a door, and when I enter, I find a room full of blood and a creature of nightmares inside. Ignoring the creature, I leave the room and bumped into Rogar's new best friend, Igor. After a brief tiff, I get knocked out and end up in a room. Where is everybody? Are they not even concerned? Let's find out what happens next.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Raneth.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Velik.
Hi, I'm James Byer, and I play Raul Tuvok.
Hi, I'm Carl Sims, and I play Rogar.
Hail, I'm Joshua Deviney, and I play Captain Christo Cruz.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master, and you're listening to the All D20 podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Game on, and now let the adventure begin. Christo, you reach out to grab the door, and your head starts just giving you this agonizing jolt of pain. I would like you to roll a D100 for me.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and what does 82 do?
Do you want it to be private?
Show me?
Yeah.
Don't scratch the surface.
He's handing me a Surface Pro.
It's not that bad, Rogar. Knock it off.
Okay, so you get this very sharp pain in your head, and it's almost unbearable, and you start hearing like the Mr. Stage music playing like really, really loud in your head, and your eyes roll back, and you fall asleep. Okay. And then you try to move, and you are asleep and awake at the same time. And you see the door. You saw yourself grab the door, but now you see yourself laying down in front of the door, and you can't move. Make a con check for me. 12. Yeah, unfortunately, you can't snap out of it. All right, so you guys. It's been an hour. You have spell slots back. You're half door.
Yep. Rogar, what's that clocky thing do? Anything to help?
I don't think so. It I can turn the knob either direction, but I don't want to do that right now.
All right, we got to get this guy out of the door so I can go after our Kithric follower. I can't abandon him. No matter how Christo he is, he's a follower of my god. We got to go after him.
I agree. I don't want to stay here anymore. Let's go.
Well, let's get this guy out first. He's also one of my compatriots.
All right, so what do you do?
Has the door of me actually shrunk any?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay, so I can fit through other doors.
Yes.
Okay.
Fit through.
Now, is he
sideways?
Are the hinges still attached to
the
frame?
No, I said they fell off.
They did fall off?
Yeah, they're off.
Okay.
I picture it's like the music behind you. Dun, dun, dun. Whenever he walks.
Hey, Mr. Waddles. Let's go try to find out.
As long as you turn sideways, you can fit in just fine.
Oh. Please nobody tip me.
So we'll just go forward then.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you guys, are you all stepping into the room?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm not. I'm standing at the doorway. I'm watching them go through.
Okay, so you guys all step into the doorway, and
you can reveal that next tile once you guys are in the hallway there. You notice that the hallway turns.
I'm going to advance down the hallway, cautiously, half speed.
Okay. All right, so you cautiously move down the hallway.
I'm still watching from the doorway.
And it's very quiet. You see two doors, so you can go ahead and unveil those two. Those two bottom ones.
And then the one that we would see.
Right now you see two doors. Yeah.
Do we lift that one up as well?
No, because we hit a door. Yeah.
Okay.
You see two doors.
Yep.
You?
Yep. Those are really cool minis. Thank you, Stork. Master Tinkerer Stork.
Yes, thank you.
Question. Can I still cast my cantrips with my spellbook?
Correct.
Okay.
You can. You still have spells memorized. Whatever you had memorized when you stepped in.
Oh, yeah.
Your prepared list.
You have an arcane focus, I take it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you can still use your arcane focus.
Oh, cool. All right.
While everybody's walking down, I'm going to smack my ass and heal myself for 30.
Nice.
For a lay on hands.
Okay. So you feel the warm power of Volanthus shoot through your glutes and...
Ooh!
And fill you with a nice, pleasant sensation.
I kind of look back at these sounds and I'm like, I'll have what she's having.
I'll slap your ass.
Oh, Rogar.
Which hand do you slap his ass with? The right one or the left one?
The right one.
Oh.
Very softly.
Oh.
Did you caress?
No, just a quick little love tap. Good game.
Oh. Good game.
That's a shame.
My left arm is normal now, right?
You don't know?
Okay.
So nothing's happening to them as they're walking down, right?
No.
All right.
You just see Rogar touch me a bit and caress.
Yeah. He gave him a little squeeze and said, good game.
I'm going to enter this next room, so I'm still not down the hallway.
Okay. So as soon as you enter that room, the door shuts. So you shut in front of the hallway. Velik.
I shut in front of the
hallway? Yeah, you were going sideways, and then you immediately turn.
He was in before me. I was the last one.
Yeah. I know.
Oh.
He's in the hallway. So he just automatically turns, and it inadvertently shuts in front of you. But nothing really happens. It's just inconvenient.
You kind of has to return to make the corner.
Yeah?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be terrible.
Does it make any kind of a sound when he gets kind of closed?
Yeah, it sounded like a door shutting.
I'm going to look back. Is the doorknob still there that was the right one with the circle around it?
Number four, yeah. It's still there.
I'm going to grab the doorknob, twist it. It
feels really pleasurable.
God, I know what this is. And I'm gonna pull the knob.
Oh. Make a strength check.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh, I wouldn't fucking worry.
Don't tug too hard there, buddy.
This is a minus one. 13.
A 13? Oh man.
And you lose your deck.
Yeah, so you take 3 points of force damage as he yanks on your knob.
hold on. For lack of better phrasing, does he come loose?
What game are we playing?
He does wiggle a little loose.
Real quick before we carry on. Can anybody provide any healing? I have taken a lot of damage from Rawl. I believe that's your name, right?
Yeah.
Ah, and I do have something for you when we get a moment.
I have something for you, too, and I hand him one of my Kithric potions.
You had a Kithric?
I mean a
Ammon potion?
Ammon potion, I'm sorry.
Okay. So when you reach down to grab an Ammon potion, you notice that there's a sticky black smoke smear on your hand.
Great. Great. I feel dirty.
It kind of smells like an almond potion.
Taste a little smigma on there.
I'm going to assume the keyhole is my mouth.
Yes.
Can I reach it with my hands? I don't know where my hands are.
Exactly. Yeah, your hands are kind of in the middle of the door.
Like trying to reach to the side of the door. And
you can kind of grab your hands like this and then.
I stop him and then like I take the potion back and I kind of dump it in the keyhole since I see that's what he's trying to do.
So you shove the potion in his keyhole?
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Make a constitution saving throw for me.
I figured whatever. We've done a few fluid swaps so far.
Ooh.
What's one more?
19.
Which potion did you give him? This is very important.
Greater.
The greater one?
From a regular one or from the game show?
Ammon.
No, not from the game show. I'm holding that one.
And you rolled a 19 for your con? Okay. You start to feel a very strange sensation, and you guys watch as the door kind of like bubbles a little bit and then snaps back, and then you roll for a greater healing.
That is 44?
I think it's 44 plus 4, right?
Yes.
Okay, so back to Christo. Go ahead and make another constitution save for
him. Wow.
Can I maybe give myself advantage and be like, Mr. Stage, can you help me with this?
I'd love to help you, but this is so much fun. I want to know what happens next. I'm so glad you're my main actor. Yay!
I regret asking. 5.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you can't break loose. And then you start noticing, like, in your mind's eye, as you're looking at the door, your eyes are open. Thank you. Give me your last lucky charm. It's magically delicious.
Much better. That'd be 19.
Okay, yeah. So you start to feel Mr. Stage controlling you like a marionette master, and he starts moving your arms and legs and weird and making you dance, and then you just kind of snap out of it, and you're awake, and you see this outline of a door.
Don't ever do that again.
Okay, Krista, whatever you say. Yay!
I leave this room.
Okay, so you open up the door and you find yourself in the blue room where you guys initially met Edgar.
So,
correct?
Cool. So I don't know where they went. So,
nope.
Maybe a survival check to see if I could figure out maybe. I know they went how we got to that, the first room, right? The one.
Yeah, you remember all of the the areas. Like everything on the map, you remember. You just did this.
I would say that I'm probably like, my mind's still kind of like turned around a little bit. So you want me to roll like a survival check maybe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Is it 10?
You still figure it out. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. So you want to head to the purple room?
Yeah, I head to the purple room.
So you head into the purple room, and strangely enough, all the keys are back.
Oh, very interesting. Okay. I grab the one for enchantment. Or the one for enchantment's not there, correct?
Correct. All the other keys are back, but the one for enchantment.
Do I have any enchantment spells? I don't know if I do. The door's closed, obviously.
Well, you'd have to go check it.
Mage hand.
All right, so you're going to mage hand. It brushes up against one of the keys, and then a bubble forms around the mage hand, so you can't use it.
Oh. Okay. Then
walk
I...
Walk through the keys.
Walk through the keys, huh? I guess I walked towards the keys, but gingerly, very calm. And
okay. All right, give me an acrobatics check.
That's an 11.
Roll a d6 for me.
Oh boy.
We'll make it very random.
3.
Okay, so a key melts onto you. Do you have any resistance to acid damage?
Oh no, I don't.
So for 7 rounds, we'll just add it all up. You take 1d8 for 7 rounds. 8, 11, 13, 15. 30 points of acid damage.
My health is 30. My current health is 30. So,
well,
unless you count that.
So when I was that's to get to the door. So right when you, because it's several rounds. So we're going to say by the time you get through the door, you can check and it's unlocked. You push on the door swings open and you fall collapsed to the ground.
Would you say while I was unconscious, that was like maybe a short rest? I don't know.
No.
Nice try, though.
Yeah. I tried. It was a good effort.
Do you make any noise?
A for effort.
All right. I knock out.
That is a good question. All of you make a perception check. That is a very, very good question. Natural 20?
No, but close. It's going to be 24.
You hear it. But you hear a loud thunk.
Hold on. Let me go back and check this out.
21.
You hear a loud thunk.
I don't want anybody sneaking up behind 18. Us.
And he's right behind
me. You don't hear shit.
He's right behind me, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, in the other room.
Yeah. So I immediately turn around.
Okay. And you see Christo laying down on the ground, passed out.
And
all right, so while that's happening, make your first death save.
Get a one.
Five.
Ouch. Okay, that's one death save.
What a natural one.
That's true. All right. Marza, you're the closest, so I'll let you go ahead and act. What do you do?
I'm running up to Christo, and I'm going to heal him.
You're laying on hands?
Yeah, I'm going to lay on his thighs.
Okay. You find a birthmark.
Ooh.
It looks like a little sailor ship.
So I've only got 10 left, so 10 points.
Okay, so immediately you come to.
Mom?
Oh, Christo, are you okay?
What an adventure. Where?
Why do you keep getting into these things?
I tried to save Rogar and he ditched me.
Rogar, you didn't tell us you ditched Christo.
I did. I used my magic and I disappeared.
How nice of you, Rogar. We'll settle this after we get out of here. I'm sick of this place.
I'm looking forward to it, Christo. I can't wait.
Lions have been drawn.
I'm going to cast some healing of myself. Does everybody else look healthy?
No, I'm fucked up.
You're messed up?
Yeah.
Rawl, take some damage.
Rawl, I've got you. And I cover wabu wabuns. And cast cure wounds on Rawl.
I see the door with the face and stuff. He's hanging out.
Yeah, you now see this door with arms and legs, satchel.
7 points.
And the mouth is basically the keyhole.
Would you prefer to be a door or an animal?
You know what? An animal.
You'd prefer to be an animal?
Right now, an animal.
I could try dispelling the magic at 4th level. I don't know if it would work.
Hey, Christo. A voice came into my head. Captain, Christo.
Thank you.
A voice came into my head, and it said that you were the only person who could solve this door puzzle here for this guy. By the way, he's a follower of Kithric.
I guess I have to save him.
If you're the only one that could do it, it might be something to do with what's in your head.
Mr. Stage.
Oh, hi! It's so good to see you, Christo! Wow, I can't believe you picked up that wrong key on accident. You just don't learn your lesson very well, do you? But it's so much fun. Yay!
How do I help the damn door?
You dispel the magic, of course. Duh!
Do I have to sing Panic at the Disco? Goddamn doors, no.
Oh, that's a worse song.
I take a second and I look at the door and I'm like, well, do you have anything cool on you, perhaps?
I do.
As a reward from releasing you?
But I do need my bag. Access to my bag.
Hey, man, this is a follower of the god. that controls you.
True. Don't piss off. I don't know this door very well.
I understand. I'm looking out for you. I'm looking out for you, buddy.
I was going to call him a Dorbin. That was his name. Made for him. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stop screwing around. I used a spell magic at fourth level.
All right, roll a d20 and add your charisma modifier.
Add my charisma modifier. That'd be 15.
So you guys watch as the door starts to slowly shape, and you watch as the knob goes from kind of in the center of the door down lower, 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 and then disappears where the legs are, and then the legs start forming, and you now see... Go ahead and describe your character.
You see a alien-like elf, kind of a bigger head, dark yellow-green mottled skin, with darker spots, kind of bald, but I have neatly trimmed facial hair. It's like a goatee, but the mustache section doesn't.
Yeah, some Fu Manchu.
Yeah. Then I have nice dark gray robes, but with you can kind of see the different elements on it, like a fire and lightning, and all that other fun stuff.
Very cool. Can I have your robe?
No, you cannot.
But like, you look almost as interesting as me.
I want to give you something. And I pull out a purple like handkerchief.
Okay.
And I give it to him. Hey, you should wear this and expose it. Once we get back to our world, if you don't have it, you could get in a lot of trouble.
Is it going to give me side effects like that ring you gave me payment for?
Hey, that ring probably helped you more than it hurt you.
It has, but I need to know ahead of time.
This is actually a plain handkerchief. It just signifies that you follow Kithric, but good question.
It actually has like a squid face on it and some like bat wings. It looks very Cthulhu.
Very well, for now I'll take it. What? And I have something for you as well, Voidwalker.
What do you have
for One me? Moment. That person you were looking for, I have that name.
That's very, very interesting.
That would be Zal Halar.
A name I will never forget.
Right? They're talking, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure they weren't doing like a Kithric.
No, yeah, no.
I was going to try to stop him, but I didn't catch it in time. I wanted to keep it private, but I didn't catch it in time.
Yep.
Now, something for you. Christo, was it?
Captain Christo.
You have not deserved that title from me yet.
Oh, I don't?
No.
I show him my sword.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What is it?
Roll a wisdom saving throw.
Yep, you have to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Plus 5 because you're next to me.
That's true.
23.
Oh, he passes, he passes. Yeah. Okay. Damn thing doesn't work. what did you have?
You did
for me?
Feel the compelling effects of wanting to say captain, and then you shrugged it off.
You have slightly grown on my disdain list now, even after saving me.
Understandable. Well, what do you have for me?
I pull out the rapier I grabbed earlier.
Okay.
And here you go. I have no use for this right now.
Oh, does it look nice?
Yeah, it's a beautiful silver and gold rapier. It looks like it was made out of, you see little bits of mithril and other portions of it. It looks extremely sharp. And at the very end of it is a little green gem.
Very cool. Well, thank you. I actually have some.
Rapier looks familiar.
It does?
I think I recognize that gem, but.
Maza, get the rapier.
She had this in our heads, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
right now?
It's been a long time, Maza. Oh, a very, very lonely sword.
And I grab the rapier from Christo.
Okay.
I do know that rapier.
This is mine.
No.
Get your own.
Are you guys contesting? Okay, so strength.
I'm gonna lose, but
yeah,
strength
versus
acrobatics. That's exactly what he would do.
Okay, so roll acrobatics to keep it, and then you roll strength check.
Would you say?
What'd you roll?
Not good.
Mine's not much better. Would you say we've been talking for about a minute?
About a minute?
Hold on. This is, unless it's a reaction, you can't interject in a roll.
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I got a 5.
Oh, shit. I got a 6.
So, to be fair, it was a 6 minus 1.
I got the same problem, buddy. Oh,
so you reach out and try to grab the rapier, and you reach out and try to pull the rapier out of her hand, and she just hooks just her fingers around the edge of the hilt and manages to pull it from your grasp. And you see some blue energy emanate from Sir Willard, and then some green energy emanate from the rapier, and they start to intertwine.
I knew it. Okay.
Thank you, Maza. I'm going to go offline for a little while.
Sir Willard has left the chat.
Strange rapier has also left the chat.
Where did you find this rapier?
I found it on the ground before I was teleported through some sort of kaleidoscope.
Interesting.
There's stuff I want to do, but I want to get out of this mansion. So, well, fine.
I will pay you for the rapier. I will pay what it's only fair. I'm not
300 platinum.
You watch as, or you listen as Sir Willard comes back real quick and he says, Marza, you can give him the sword, but take the gem.
Okay. So I pop out the gem.
And you pluck it out without any issue, and you notice that there is a socket on your blade.
Oh, that's what this must go to. So I toss the rapier in his direction.
Whoa! Hold on. Can we... How does he catch it? Does he catch it well?
Probably not.
Catches it by the blade.
Roll a strength check to throw it. And then roll an acrobatics check to catch it.
Yeah, 21. Oh,
shit. Good throw.
Yeah.
Not great. It's an 11.
All right, so... She throws it, and she overthrows the fact that it's a finesse weapon, and it goes right next to you, and you just hear this ping as it's sticking outside of the wall.
Can I use... No, I can't. I go and grab the rapier out of the wall.
Okay.
I put the gem in the slot on Sir Willard.
You put the gem in the slot on Sir Willard?
I find my portable hole. It's on the ground. Did anyone pick it up?
You're looking for your portable hole?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
It's gone.
No!
Yeah.
It fell. It's somewhere else.
That was a while back, too. Yeah, damn.
It fell where we were.
I wasn't going to forget
Mr. Stage's
that.
Room. Or not Mr. Stage. Dr. Giggles.
It fell in Dr. Giggles' room. It's gone.
Oh, okay. I thought it fell up here. Got it.
No. It fell.
Oh, well. Okay.
So, you put the gem in the socket. And you start seeing some green energy emanate from the sword. And you just hear this very faint,
who's this? It's Marza. Do you remember me? I was Jean's friend.
Oui, I remember you. I am Amelia.
I'm giving you to Sir Willard.
Oui, thank you so much, Maza. I saw Jean. He was still alive.
My Jean.
He didn't know that was a trap. They took me away from him when he stepped inside. Mob has him. I was able to escape thanks to the Myruk. He said there was more plans for me, so I came to you. I knew that one day I would be here, but I'm so tired.
That's okay. I would keep you warm.
And then it's dead silent. Your sword is vibrating immensely.
Oh, those two.
Well, I have something to give to you, What was your name again?
My name is Velik.
Ah, Velik, nice to meet you. I don't really have a use for this, and I hand him the detect magic wand.
Wand of detect magic? Nice. There you go. Okay.
Much appreciated.
You seem well schooled in magic, so.
I'll walk between everyone and fold my arms and kind of huff a little bit. If we're done with this gift exchange, could we please leave?
Nobody's paying attention to you, Rogar. I get it.
And I'll walk towards the two doors at the end.
Okay. So you have a door that goes to the west, and you have one door that goes to the south in the hallway. Which door do you want to go to?
West.
Okay. So you reach out to grab the one in the west, and it's locked.
South.
All right, go ahead and flip open the south one. And in this room, there's only enough room really for one person to get in. And at the very end, about 15 feet away, you see a key attached to a chain, a red key.
Seems very safe. Well, I guess I don't see it.
Nope, only Rogar sees it.
Can I use my thorn whip to snatch that key?
Ooh. Make an attack roll. Why not? Let's see what happens.
Yes, indubitably.
Using what? That's seven on the die.
It's a spellcasting ability modifier. So
it'd be your attack modifier. So it'd be your, because you're using your, it's Thorn Whip. Never mind. It's your actual ability. So it's, you're a monk.
Three and three is six. So it's plus six.
So seven plus six, 13.
What would be the AC of that? Would be the question.
So you're able to wrap your thorn whip around the key, but as you try to pull it, it's attached to a chain, so it doesn't go all the way to the end of the room.
Okay.
It just kind of snaps back.
Now, being behind him, can I see that he's like...
Yeah, he tried to pull it with his thorn whip? Yeah.
Does he still have it attached, or did it let go after...
I'd still hold it. And...
Yeah, no, I'm saying, so he's still attached to the key. Yeah. Maza, we may need your help up here.
Oh, yes.
I know we're excited to get out of here, everybody, but how about we take a small break and just heal up? I know some of you look rather worse for wear. Who knows what's in that next room?
It's very true.
I can also use a song of rest to give us some extra.
Mighty kind of you, Christo.
Okay. So that song of rest gives us an extra hit die?
It's an extra d6.
So hold on. Hold on.
Wait, before, but I'm saying after we're done with this.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're holding the key. What are you doing?
Roll. You got any ideas?
Maz is a little stronger than us. Maybe if you let her give it a tug.
Well, she can't actually grab the thorn whip because it's part of like the cantrip spell. It's like part of his hand.
Maybe grab a hold of Rogar and the two of you together can pull. No. I like caveats and technicalities.
Yeah. That's fair.
So I go up behind, I shimmy on up behind Rogar.
Okay, so now you have this like adamantine plate armor pressed up against your back. And
you notice the two bumps first on our chest. They're large.
All right, make a strength check.
Both of us?
Should he do it with advantage since he's the one that's got the thorn whip?
It's your choice. Do you want to pull him back or you want to assist him in making the strength check? Are you doing this?
You can assist me.
Okay.
All right.
Can I say that I'm already getting my loot ready to kind of do the song of rest and I play a bardic inspiration to inspire Marza?
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
With advantage or?
Yeah.
Dirty 20.
Okay. You pull and pull and pull, and it starts pulling you into the room a little bit. It feels like the more you yank on the chain, the more the key tries to pull you toward it. You actually pulled yourself so far up with the modified 20 that both of you are now kind of dangling a little bit in this room.
Dangling?
Yes, because as you're pulling, the chain is pulling you back and pulling you up.
Oh.
So it feels like the more you're tugging at it, the more it is pulling you up.
Now, can we do some character placement? Because it's kind of relevant right now. Those two are at in the doorway and coming in, and I'm like behind them at the south door, right?
Yeah, so there's a very small hallway, which only has 10 feet. that you guys are in right there on the south door. So both of you are in there, completely in the door in the little hallway there. There you go. And then you have Rogar in front, and then you have Marza in back.
And then I'm behind Marza.
And you guys are slowly being pulled up into the air as this chain is...
Eldritch Blast.
You Eldritch Blast the chain?
I Eldritch Blast the yeah, I want to try to push it. Because when they pull, it pulls. So I'm trying to blast it further. Maybe it'll kick them back.
All right, so go ahead and do an Eldritch Blast to push the chain.
Switching up to the glow dice. It's going to be 18. Yeah.
Yeah, so you successfully hit it. And yeah, they're actually pushed into the room, but it's not pulling them up anymore. You guys are pushed into the room, and the door shuts behind you.
Oh,
I'm helping.
What now?
Does your party always like to disband two at a time?
As of late, yes.
Hey. All right. Sometimes it's one.
So what's
that's the loneliest
what's
number?
The chain doing?
Yep.
And the key.
You hear this click, 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 and it's just getting louder and louder and louder. That's all you hear in this very dark room, which you can't see, by the way, but you can because it's dim light for your pistols.
Yeah. What do I see?
You see a very, so in the room itself, you see a whole bunch of like different candles set all the way around up top, and you see a whole bunch of ethereal lights that should be lit, but they've all flickered and gone out. And you see very one long, long, long chain that goes from the key and it disappears up into the door somewhere. And you can't see anything else other than that. The clicking sound is up against the back of the wall from what you can hear, but you're also starting to hear it from each side. And it's starting to feel a little bit more claustrophobic in there.
I see some candles and a chain that I can't see beyond that the key is coming through, but it sounds like we're being closed in.
Can you light the candles? Can you create any light?
The candles are lit. The ethereal.
Well, they're flickering and lowering. So not all of them are lit.
Oh, okay. So they're flickering and lowering. And then you said there were other candles not lit?
Yeah, there's some of them are lit and some are not.
Okay. Can I try and light?
Do you have anything to light it with?
I have a flint.
Okay, so you're spending your action trying to light the candles. All right, so you are outside. You have the door shut. You're with Velik and Christo. What are you guys doing? You do hear click, 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 click after the door shut.
I just tuned this thing up.
Like, we got a problem here. We got to get them out of there fast. None of this sounds like it's going to help them.
Well, what would you do, Lance?
Not particularly.
Can you open the door?
Rogar, you're the strongest of... Wait, Rogar's in
He's
the fucking
in
room.
Me.
What a bunch of weaklings out here. Wait, let's all try to get together and pull this door open.
I jiggled it.
It's locked.
Well, it's locked.
How about this? You two run at the door as hard as you can and hit it with your shoulder. I'm going to Eldritch Blast just above your heads and try to blow it open.
That's nice. I cast Shadron.
All right. So the wood just starts splintering, and then you guys hear that click. Stop.
You helped.
Oh, maybe that's good. Or maybe this is like in Star Wars when they're in the trash compactor.
I could have been closed all the way at that point,
see,
too.
That's what I was thinking.
I'll grab the key with my hand.
Okay, so you grab the key with your hand. Do you pull or push?
I'm holding on to the key. I want to see how it's attached to the chain and try to.
There's just a single like ring that looks like it's attached, but you don't really see any way that it was sealed. Either it was sealed magically or it was sealed with some sort of like high end. Blacksmithy, but you don't see like where you just see the ring that attaches to the key and then a long string of chain that disappears up into the ceiling.
Okay, because I just pulled it and it didn't work, I'll push it. Right.
So you push the chain and then click and the key comes out.
Got it.
All right.
Is the door open?
Well, he shattered it open. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's great. Open.
Okay. I got the key.
You've used your key points once again.
Yes.
That is the key to getting the key. His key. Oh,
no. Now can we take a break for a second? I had a day.
Yes, because of your day, we'll take a break.
I guess. You did try to save me, I think.
So, we risk taking a little nap in this dangerous hallway, or do we want to try to...
Short rest.
We're doing a short rest, or are we going to go to bed? I'd prefer not to go to bed.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a short rest.
Okay. So, where are you guys resting? Are you just resting out in the hallway?
I'm going to try to go back to the corner, maybe, where we can at least see what's coming from both directions from
the All right, yeah, so you guys huddle up in the corner as much as you can, and you take a short rest, so go ahead and roll your hit die.
You get an extra 2 on top of that, everybody?
A plus 2 on each roll.
But this is going to be, I'm going to cap this, because this is several hours of you guys doing short rests, so I'm going to say this is the last short rest you can take for the day before you have to kind of, rest, you know what I mean?
What's the inspiration or the song, it gives us what?
It gives you it's an extra 2 hit points.
Okay.
Is that one time or per roll?
Let me see. I think it says. Or should, I mean, let's see here. 1 or more hit dose. Let's say. Let's see here. Yeah, it's just once. It's just an extra 2.
All right, so you guys take a short rest, you gain back your bearings, you heal up for what comes next in the mansion. What do you guys do?
I'll put the key in the... walk back to this door and put the key in and turn it.
All right, so you're going to go to the next door, put the key in, turn it, go ahead and flip open the last time. And it leads to the left, down another hallway.
Is everyone with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
I'll go down that hall.
All right. So take the last thing off. And you guys see a treasure chest that's in the middle of the floor that has a red lock. It looks like it fits the keyhole.
Christo, you love treasure. Here you go.
I was already running towards
it. As a reward.
Oh, you're already running towards it?
Here's the key as a reward.
I know this is bad. Josh knows it's bad. Carissa doesn't know. So Carissa definitely takes
it. So you start running toward the chest, and then all of a sudden, we'll find out next time.
Come on! I fucking knew it that time, and it wasn't any better.
But I want to know what's in the treasure.
Hey guys, Joseph here. Thank you so much for listening to the All D20 podcast. Just wanted to let you know that there are some amazing deals at the tabletopgameshop.com. And you can use the coupon code ALLD20 for 20% off most items. So go to the store, check it out, get yourself some new dice, get yourself a nice little hat, a beanie, maybe a shirt. That definitely goes toward the show. We greatly appreciate it. And if you have a brief moment, please give us that 5-star review on Stitcher, iTunes. You can give us a review on Facebook and any of those major platforms. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a fan and game on. All right, so what do you guys want to name this episode?
Fuck. No, that wasn't the suggestion. Centers. Yeah, that wasn't the suggestion. It was just like, Jesus. Wow.
Adorable new friend.
Adorable new friend. I actually like that.
I do too. And spell
catchy.
It door with the hyphen.
A-D-O-O-R-A-B-L-E.
Yeah.
All right, so adorable new friend. That's fantastic. That's awesome.
It's a record for the quickest we've ever decided. Good job.
Yeah, that's very good. So you've been helping a lot lately.
You did one thing right. Yeah, that's cool.
Josh wants to leave the mansion.
He's want to find that homeowner
anymore? You know,
I still want to find. That's a goal. That's the goal.
So you, you know, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for all the feedback that we've gotten from you guys through our, you know, email, through Instagram, through all the means that you guys reach out to us. You know, I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but it's so important to mention this. You guys can come check us out on facebook.com/ALLD20 and then click on our private group and join our No Red Caps Allowed, just to answer some simple questions. And then we'll give you access to our Discord server. We do special giveaways for people that are only in that group, including dice from Tabletop Game Shop. We do giveaways of minis that, you know, James is involved in with the All D20 Labs. And you guys can also hang out and talk with Josh on his Twitch stream, Count Joshua. And I just want to make sure that you guys are aware of our Instagram is all_D20. Our Twitter's at all_D20 as well. Thank you so much, and
game on.
Sleeping.
I know. I was only one late. That's fine.
Our Blackbeard here, and I be telling you that we have some new things on Patreon. You should come check us out on patreon.com/allD20. If you ain't doing that, then you're a scallywag. Yarr.